Hallelujah. 各位长子弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah. Peace to our brothers and sisters and ministers of the church.
非常感谢主耶稣的恩典，让小弟再一次有机会回到温哥华，跟大家一起来敬拜神。
I thank the grace of God that I have once again a chance to visit Vancouver.
六月十八号离开温哥华到现在，小弟快要离开这边四个月。
I left Vancouver June the 18th, and it has almost been 4 months.
但是心里常常想念着大家。
I often think about everyone.
回到家里也有回到家的感觉。
And returning home has a different feeling.
未来一个礼拜会在这边跟大家一起来学习神的话，一起团契。
For the coming week, I will be here sharing with you the words of God.
愿主的恩典常常丰丰满满的与大家同在。
May the blessings of God be on you bountifully.
以前来领会开20分钟车子都到了。
In the past, when I come to the church, it only takes me 20 minutes.
现在要来领会要坐一天的飞机。
Now I have to come here for services. It takes me a whole day on a plane.
心里特别珍惜跟大家一起来相聚的机会。
And I especially cherish this opportunity to be with you.
今天早上我们一起来学习一个题目，心里的力量。
And today we are going to learn from the topic, the strength of an inner man.
我们看腓立比书第三章。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians, chapter 3.
腓立比啊，对不起，以弗所书第三章。
Sorry, the book of Ephesians, chapter 3.
以弗所书的第三章十六节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
以弗所书三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
十六节。
16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
16. That according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
这是保罗的祷告。
Here is a prayer from Paul.
一个人祷告的内容常常反映他灵性的程度。
The prayer of a person usually reflects the level of his spirituality.
一个人灵性刚认识主开始的时候，常常会为肉身的事情来祷告。
When a person is a newly convert, the most often that he would pray for physical things.
求神给我这样，求神赐给我那样东西。
May God give me this, may God bless me that.
但是当一个人属灵的程度，他更进一步了。
But when a person has improved spiritually,
他看的事情不一样。
He will see things differently.
所以他求的事情也会不一样。
And therefore, he will ask for different things.
一个人灵性很开始的时候，只会为自己祷告。
But a person is at an elementary stage, he will only pray for himself.
但是他信主灵性成长，就会为别人祷告。
But as he believed in the Lord longer and his spirituality improved, he will learn to pray for others.
更会为教会祷告。
Even more, he will learn to pray for the church.
保罗他常常为教会祷告。
Paul often prayed for the church.
他为教会祷告的内容有很多。
And He prayed for the church in a lot of aspects.
但是第十六节这里告诉我们一点。
Verse 16 tells us.
他求神帮助弟兄姐妹，让他们心里的力量可以刚强起来。
He prayed to God that he may grant strength to the inner man of the brothers and sisters.
这个是一个很属灵的追求。
This is a spiritual pursuit.
他没有求神给弟兄姐妹什么物质的福气。
He didn't pray to God to bless brothers and sisters with physical blessings.
也没有求神来改变那些环境，让弟兄姐妹可以过得很舒服。
Neither did he pray to God to change the environment of the brothers and sisters so that they can lead a better life.
没有求神把患难试探来拿走。
He did not pray to God to remove all trials and tribulations.
但是他求神一件事。
But he only asked for one thing.
求神使弟兄姐妹的心里的力量可以刚强起来。
He prayed to God to strengthen the spirit in the inner man.
这里英文的翻译是里面的人可以更有力量。
Here in the English, it means the inner person will have more strength.
我们这个人有两个部分。
We as a human being composed of two parts.
一个是身体的部分。
One is a physical body.
当我们年轻的时候，身体很有体力。
When we're young, our body is full of energy.
不会累。
We will never feel tired.
可以熬夜。
We can stay up through the night.
可以跑很快。
We can run fast.
可以举很重。
We can lift heavy things.
这个就是身体的力量。
This is the strength of your physical body.
身体的力量很重要。
It is important that you are healthy.
才能办法工作。
Because only then you'll be able to work.
才能办法生活。
And you'll be able to live.
但是这个力量不是最重要。
But this is not the most important strength.
因为有人身体很健康。
There's somebody who are very strong physically.
但是心灵很脆弱。
But they're weak spiritually.
有人没有肉体什么病。
Some people are not ill physically.
但是心灵很多毛病。
But they're ill spiritually.
如果一个人心里就是里面的人很软弱。
If a person is weak inside.
一点困难就会打击他。
Every little thing can have a great impact on.
常常会很多忧虑。
They will worry.
常常会不快乐。
They will not be happy.
所以保罗祷告，希望我们每一个基督徒里面那个人才是真正的人。
And hence Paul prayed that The inner man will be strengthened.
里面的人的力量比外面肉体的力量更重要。
The strength for the inner man is more important than the physical strength.
那在什么时候需要向神求这个属灵的力量？
When do we pray to God for this spiritual strength?
第一个方面。
First.
我们在身体软弱的时候，生病的时候，特别要求神给我们力量。
In times of our physical weakness, or when we are ill, we ask God to give us strength.
我们看诗篇七十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 73.
诗篇的七十三篇。
Psalm 73.
第二十五到二十六节。
Verses 25 and 26.
诗篇七十三篇二十五节。
Psalm 73, verse 25.
二十五节。
25.
除你以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。二十六节。
26.
我的肉体，我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
25. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is nothing upon earth that I desire besides thee. 26. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
诗人的祷告。
Here is a personal prayer.
他跟神说，除你以外，我还有什么东西？
Here is a prayer of the psalmist, and he said, besides you, what have I in heaven?
天上就是属灵界。
Heaven refers to the spiritual realm.
地上就是物质界。
Earth refers to the physical realm.
无论是灵界或是物质界。
Whether it's the spiritual realm or the physical realm.
最重要的只有一样。
The most important thing, there is only one important thing.
诗人很清楚他人生最重要的是什么。
The psalmist is very clear of what he wants in life.
他说最重要的就是神。
The most important is God.
除了神，没有什么值得爱的。
Other than God, there's nothing worth loving.
因为一切都会过去。
Because everything will pass.
一切都是神给的。
Everything has been blessed by God.
只有一样是不变的。
There's only one thing that will never change.
就是给他生命的神。
That is the life, the God who gave him life.
这句话年轻人或者是一个没有什么经历的人很难体会到。
It is very difficult for the young or the inexperienced to understand.
因为年轻人对未来很有盼望。
Because the young man has great hopes for his future.
觉得世界在我手中。
They feel that the world is in his hand.
前途一片光明。
Their future is bright.
我有赚不完的钱。
There's so much money waiting for him to earn.
没有办法完成的享乐。
And there's so much enjoyment that he didn't have time for.
你怎么会跟我说神最重要呢？
So how can you tell me that God is the most important?
但是一个人年纪慢慢长大。
But as a person matures in age.
甚至开始老化了。
Or perhaps have grown old.
身体开始退化了。
And the physical strength began
to deteriorate. 他会有一个结论。
He came to one conclusion.
其实一切都是虚空的。
Everything is vanity.
因为当人开始身体不好。
Because as we fall ill.
他会感觉到很多事情没有了兴趣。
We will feel that we have lost interest in almost everything.
一切都会过去。
Everything will pass.
如果我们去老人院看一看。
If you want to go to a senior's home.
老人院里面的老人家，他们每一个人的表情都是一样的。
The seniors living in the senior's home, they all have the same facial expression.
常常我感觉到 baby 跟老人两个都很像。
I often feel the similarity between babies and seniors.
Baby 每一个都长得一样。
All babies look alike.
长大之后当然就长得不一样。
Of course, when they grow up, they look different.
但是人到老了，每个也长得差不多。
But when we grow old, every senior looks the same.
我们去老人院看一看，每个老人家都长得差不多。
If you go to the senior's home, you'll feel that every occupant there looks the same.
因为年纪大了，退化了。
Because they have grown old, their body have deteriorated.
世人到他肉体衰败的时候，或者是年纪大的时候，他只有看到一件事情。
When the psalmist felt that he has grown old, he only realized one thing.
他越来越靠近神。
He is closer to God.
他快要去见神了。
He's almost to the point of seeing God.
世界的东西已经没有很大的意义。
So, there's everything in this world is no longer meaningful to him.
二十六节说啊，当我的肉体、我的心肠衰残的时候。
Verse 26 says, when my flesh and my heart fail.
神是我心里的力量。
God is the strength of my heart.
这句话很宝贵。
This is a very precious saying.
不一定要等到八九十、一百岁，肉体、心肠才会衰残。
You don't have to wait until you're 80 or 100, your heart and your flesh may fail.
我们也会生病。
Sometimes we fall ill.
当我们生病的时候
，When we fall ill,
我们会向神求说：“神啊，你赶快医治我。”
We pray to God for healing.
我不想受苦。
I don't want to suffer God.
但是这里有一个更好的祷告。
But here's a better prayer.
神啊，你是我心里的力量。
God, you are the strength of my heart.
最近在多伦多教会，我们有几位弟兄姐妹都有在生病。
Recently in Toronto Church, we have a few brothers and sisters who have fallen ill.
其中有位弟兄，他年纪跟我一样大。
There was a brother who's about my age.
他得了一个肝癌。
He has cancer in his liver.
去年开了刀。
He had surgery last year.
部分的肝割掉。
He has removed a portion of his liver.
过了一年。
A year later.
今年又复发了。
the cancer came back.
转移到肺部。
And it has spread to his lungs.
啊，然后又转移到这个脑部。
And also spread to his brain.
引起脑爆血管。
So blood vessels in his brain burst.
紧急开刀。
He had an immediate emergency surgery.
医生说非常危险。
The doctors pronounced it's very dangerous.
问那个家人到底要不要救。
And he asked the family, should the doctors help him?
他太太很爱他。
His wife loved him very much.
他说那么年轻，一定要尽力。
And she said, he is so young, you must do your best to save him.
一开始大家都没有什么把握。
Initially, nobody had any hope.
但是我们知道，一切在神的手中。
We know that everything is in the hands of God.
弟兄姐妹只是迫切地为他祷告。
All brothers and sisters could do was to pray for him earnestly.
是生是死，神在控制一切。
Life and death are in the hands of God.
结果很奇妙。
Miraculously,
神带领这位弟兄。
Our Lord has guided this brother.
慢慢地康复。
Slowly, he began to recover.
本来开完刀之后，有半身是没有办法动。
And after his surgery, he couldn't move half of his body.
那嘴巴也完全不能讲话。
And he couldn't speak.
因为他左脑受伤，所以右边那边完全不能动。
Because his left brain was damaged, his right side couldn't move.
那讲话的地方也是左脑，所以呢，他的语言也失去功能。
And speech is controlled by the left side of the brain. Therefore, he has lost the strength, the ability to speak.
但是就是在那么困难的时候。
But in that horrified hour,
他自己对神很有信心。
He has so much faith in God.
他的家人对神也很有信心。
And his family have faith in God.
教会也迫切为了祷告。
And the church prayed for him.
结果过了几个月。
After a few months,
大家可以看到他康复得非常的快。
We could see that he recovered really fast.
他嘴巴本来是完全不能讲话。
Initially, he couldn't speak at all.
但是呢，现在开始慢慢可以有一些几句重新来学。
And now he can actually say a few sentences.
他唱诗呢，比讲话还清楚。
And when he sang hymnals, it was clearer than speaking.
然后呢，他本来右边不能动。
Initially, his right side couldn't move.
刚开始，哎，右脚可以开始有点动。
In the beginning, he could feel that his right foot
开始右手也可以有点动。
Was able to move, and his right hand was able to move.
但是最重要的神迹不是这些。
But that's not the most important miracle.
我们常会把神迹啊集中在肉体的身上的那个进步。
We often see miracle as an improvement in physical health.
但这是神的帮助。
That is just an assistance from God.
最重要的神迹是这位弟兄。
The most important miracle is this brother himself.
开完刀之后，我们每天去看他。
After the surgery, we went to visit him every day.
后来清醒了，每一次看到我们。
And when he was conscious, he saw us.
都笑得很开心。
And he was very happy.
不太能讲话。
He couldn't speak.
但是呢，从他的笑脸可以看到，他专心的依靠神。
But from his face of joy, you can see that he has relied on God.
没有埋怨。
There is no complaint.
他只是求神给他力量。
He only prayed to God to give him strength.
他太太也是求神给他力量。
And his wife also prayed to God to give him strength.
所以当我们遇到苦难的时候，
So in terms of adversity,
我们要向神求。
We pray to God.
不单只是医治我们的病。
We not only pray for the healing.
我们要更要求神呢，给我们心里的力量。
We also pray to God to give us strength in our heart.
26节这里说，我们的肉体，我们的心肠衰残，就是有一天我们都是会衰残。
Verse 26 says, My flesh and my heart may fail, that one day our physical body will fail us.
有人是年老的时候衰残。
Sometimes they fail when we're at an old age.
有人是年轻的时候就衰残。
Sometimes they fail when we're young.
但是下半句更重要。
But the second half of the sentence is more
important. 神呢，是我心里的力量。
God is the strength of my heart.
无论我健康，无论我生病。
Whether I'm sick or I'm healthy.
无论这个病有没有的医治。
Whether my illness can be cured.
神是我心的力量。
God is the strength of my heart.
我们也最近也访问了一个老人家。
We recently visited an elderly
member. 差不多100岁啊。
Almost the age of 100.
这位姐妹啊。
The sister.
年轻的时候非常的热心。
When she was young, she was very fervent.
现在老了。
Now that she's old.
老了住在老人院。
She lived in a senior's home.
但头脑退化得很快。
But she has lost most of the ability of her brain.
曾经有几年比较少人去看她。
For a few years, a few people went to visit her.
就我们一起看她。
But we went to visit her.
她还睡觉。
She was sleeping.
她不太认得我们。
And she didn't recognize us.
但是当我们一讲。
But when we say,
是真耶稣教会的人来看你。
We're here from the true Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会的传道是执事弟兄姐妹来看你。
The preacher, the deacons, and members of the True Jesus Church.
她一听到真耶稣教会这五个字。
When she hear the words True Jesus Church.
整个眼睛好像亮起来。
Her eyes brighten up.
真耶稣教会。
True Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会。
True Jesus Church.
我也是真耶稣教会。
She said, I am also a member of True Jesus Church.
太好了，太好了。
Oh, this is wonderful.
抓着我们的手，一直亲，一直亲。
And she was holding onto her hands and kissing.
你是真耶稣教会。
She said, You are from True Jesus Church.
好像找到一个。最亲的亲人一样。
And to her, it's as if that she has found her family.
她说我妈妈也是真耶稣教会。
And she said my mother is also from the True Jesus Church.
真耶稣教会在婆罗洲，就是现在在沙巴啊，在我们家里开始的。
And she said that Jesus Church started from our family in Sabah.
Oh, 很高兴。
She was very happy.
哦, 很欢喜, 讲了30次。
And she was very happy, and she said it 30 times.
她头脑里面其实很多记忆都没有了。
In fact, in her brain, there's not much memory left.
她以前也会讲国语。
She used to be able to speak Mandarin.
现在国语不会讲。
Now she couldn't.
只剩下她的母语，可能是广东话。
She only speaks Cantonese. Now,
但是什么都不记得，但是她记得真耶稣教会。
She couldn't remember anything, but she remembered Jesus Church.
什么都不记得。 记得怎么样祷告。
She couldn't remember anything, but she remembered how to pray.
还一直说愿神祝福你们，愿神祝福你们。
And she kept repeating the words, "May God bless you."
当我看到这位老姐妹。
When I see this elderly sister.
哦，就想起这个金姐。
I remember this verse.
我的肉体，我的心肠衰残。
My flesh and my heart fail.
但是神是我心里的力量。
But God is the strength of my heart.
这位姐妹说，我现在已经很老了。
The sister said, "I'm very old."
我不能下床。
I can't get off bed.
我也不能站着。
I can't stand.
也不能去教会。
I can't go to church.
但是很感谢神。
But I thank God.
我很开心。
I'm happy.
我常常想什么才是真正的信心。
And I often think to myself, what is genuine faith?
真正的信心就是像这位姐妹一样。
Genuine faith is likened to the sister.
到老了，到人生的尽头了。
When you're old, when you're towards the end of your life,
还是坚持对神的信心。
You still may hold on to your faith in God.
因为她心里有力量。
Because there is strength in her heart.
那我们今天心里有没有力量啊？
Is there strength in our heart today?
是一点点小事情我们都埋怨神呢？
Will we complain to God because of one little thing?
如果是的话，我们就去缺乏力量。
If your answer is affirmative, then you lack strength.
哦，第二个方面。
Second.
我们在遇到困难的时候，
In times of adversity,
要向神求心里的力量。
We ask God for strength in our heart.
哦，我们遇到困难的时候，常常会第一个反应就是说，哎呀，神啊，你帮我解决这个问题。
Our first reaction when we face adversity is that God, please help me resolve this problem.
或者是帮这个困难拿走了。
Or God, please remove this problem.
啊，但是这个不是神要我们所遇到的。
But this is not what God wants us to do.
我们来看以利亚，他也常常遇到软弱的时候。
We see that the prophet Elijah also met with several problems.
我们看列王记上的第19章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
18章呢是以利亚信仰的侍奉神的高峰的时候。
Chapter 18 is the peak of Elijah's faith in God when he served God.
他在加密山上单独挑战450个假先知。
On Mount Carmel, he himself challenged 450 false prophets.
向神求天火从天而降。
He prayed to God for fire to come down from heaven.
证明只有耶和华是神。
To prove that the Lord God is the only God.
但是信仰高峰的过后就是信仰的低潮。
But at the peak of his faith came the valley of his faith.
我们有时候不要高兴得太快。
Sometimes we shouldn't be happy too fast.
教会最近很发展啊。
The church has prospered so much recently.
很多人来慕道啊。
A lot of people come to seek truth.
哇，我信心最近很好啊。
And I have such wonderful faith recently.
很可能信仰的高峰之后就是信仰的低潮。
It is very possible that at the peak of your faith, what comes next will be the valley of faith.
第19章的第一节。
Chapter 19, verse 1.
这里亚哈将以利亚一切所行的和他用刀杀众先知的事，告诉了耶洗别。
Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had slain all the prophets with a sword.
第二节,
2.
耶洗别就差遣人去见以利亚，告诉他说，明日若夜在这时候，我若不使你的性命像那些人的性命一样，愿神明重重地降法于我。
Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So may the gods do to me, and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by this time tomorrow."
这个时候，以利亚就开始跑了。
At this time, Elijah began to fly.
第三节，以利亚见这个光景，就起来逃跑。
Verse 3, Elijah was afraid. He arose and went for his life.
谁是以利亚？
Who's Elijah?
以利亚就是我们。
Elijah is us.
我们很软弱。
We are weak.
以利亚也很软弱。
Elijah was weak.
每个人都有软弱的时候。
There will be moments of weaknesses for everyone.
以利亚看到问题，看到困难，他会想逃。
When Elijah faces his problems, the first thing he would do is to flee.
这个很正常，我们人都是一样。
This is very normal. We all react this way.
有时候我们觉得说不想面对。
Sometimes we feel that we just don't want to face it.
走了比较好。
It's easier for us to just run away.
眼不见为干净。
It's best that we don't even see our problems.
这个时候以利亚他开始逃命。
So at this point, Elijah began to run for his life.
为什么他刚刚面对450个假先知会那么勇敢？
Why is it that he was so brave when he alone challenged 450 false prophets?
现在耶洗别一句话就可以把他打败了。But
just a sentence from Elijah was from Jezebel was enough to cause him to run for his life.
其实问题不在外面。
The problem is not exterior of the environment.
问题是他自己心里那个力量突然间消失了。
The problem is that the strength in his heart has all of a sudden disappeared.
他之前是靠神的。
Initially, he relied on God for strength.
现在他看这个环境。
Now that he sees what's going on around him,
马上很害怕。
He was fearful.
所以有时候不是环境改变得太厉害。
Sometimes it's not the environment had changed so much.
是我们自己那个力量不见了。
It's because we ourselves, we have lost our strength.
当自己那个里面的力量不见的时候，
When the strength in you has disappeared,
人家讲一句话，把你打败了。
When someone says something to you, you will be defeated easily.
人家讲一句话，你就害怕了。
When somebody said something to you, you fear.
讲一句话你就灰心了。
When they say something, you became disappointed.
讲一句话你就不想再侍奉了。
Or when they said something, you no longer want to serve God.
这个就是我们。
That's us.
但是神怎么样来帮助以利亚？
But how did God help Elijah?
以利亚甚至软弱到求死。
Elijah was so weak that he prayed for death.
但是神怎么帮助以利亚？
But how did God help Elijah?
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
他就躺在罗藤树下睡着了。有一个天使派他说：“起来吃吧。”
And he lay down and slept under a broom tree. And behold, an angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat."
神怎么样来让以利亚重新有力量？
So how did God allow Elijah to regain his strength?
第一，让他睡一下，让他休息一下。
First, he allowed Elijah to take a rest, to sleep.
这个告诉我们一个道理。
Here it tells us one teaching.
无论是属灵还是属肉方面，圣功还是世界的功，都一样。
Whether it's physical or spiritual, whether it's the work of the world or spiritual work, everything's the same.
一个人不能太累。
A person cannot be overworked.
不能太忙。
Cannot be too busy.
如果你超过了你的负荷。
If you have done more than what you can handle,
你心里的力量会失去。
You will lose the strength in your heart.
你想想看，你最近是不是太忙了？
Ask yourself, are you too busy these days?
工作加班加班再加班。
You've been working overtime for so long.
忙到连家庭都没时间照顾。
You have been so busy that you can't even take care of your own family.
忙到祷告都没有时间。
You're so busy that you don't even have time to pray.
忙到聚会都没有时间。
Nor do you have time to come to church.
会影响你的灵性。
It will affect your spirituality.
但是也不要以为说我们忙圣工就不会累。
But do not think that if you're busy with holy work, you will not be tired.
有时候我们太多圣工在身上。
Sometimes we just have too much holy work to do.
压力太大。
The pressure was too great.
长时间没有休息。
And we have rested for a long time.
有些负责人连任，有些地方他没有负责人的连任的限制。
There are some churches where they don't put a cap on the terms a director can serve.
同一个人做同样的工作十年以上。
A person can be in the same position for more than 10 years.
很累。
Very tiring.
或者是做到最后没有热忱了。
Or until the end that they have lost all their zeal.
以利亚就是这样。
That's what happened to Elijah.
他一逃命啊，跑啊，肉体很累。
And he feared for his life, he ran and ran.
所以休息，神就叫你好好睡觉。
So he rested, God wanted him to sleep.
睡觉休息不是为了放弃。
To sleep and to rest is not to give up.
休息为了要走更远的道路。
To rest means you have a longer journey to go.
觉得很累，你就要休息。
When you're tired, you rest.
太久没有放假，就放一个假。
If you feel that you haven't taken a holiday for a long time, then take a day off.
这个工作，这个圣工你做了很久了，停一停，让别人做一下，你再充实自己。
If you feel that you have done one particular holy work for too long, then take a break. Let others have a chance to do it.
第二个方面。
Second.
天使拍醒他说：“你起来吃吧。”
The angel touched him and said to him, "Arise and eat."
他就观看见头旁有一瓶水和炭火烧的饼，他就吃了喝了，仍然躺下。
And he looked, and behold, there was at his head a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water, and he ate and drank and lay down again.
第二个方面要吃喝。
Second, you must eat and drink.
身体要照顾好。
You must take care of your body.
我们前天从多伦多坐飞机。跟六个多伦多的姐妹一起飞过来。
Two days ago, I arrived in Vancouver from Toronto with six brothers and sisters.
我们一早就去机场了。
We went to the airport early in the morning.
也没有什么空可以吃东西。
We didn't have time to eat.
但是姐妹们都很照顾，带了很多东西在飞机上，就是。
But the sisters, they brought a lot of food on the plane.
我第一次哇，跟那么多姐妹们一起坐飞机，很高兴。
This is the first time that I have traveled with a number of sisters. I'm very happy.
带了很多面包啊，还有月饼啊。
They brought a lot
of
cake, fruits, moon cake.
什么都有。
Everything.
但是吃一下就饿了。
But after eating, I'm hungry again.
因为那些不是主要的食物。
Because that is not the main staple.
所以吃晚饭的时候，我看他们都很开胃。
At dinner time, I see that a lot of people eat a lot.
我自己都很开胃。
And I ate a lot too.
真的，有时候我们身体要照顾好。
And it's true that we have to take good care of our body.
但是我们灵性上饿了多久呢？
But how long has our spirituality been starving?
以利亚吃了炭火烧的饼。
Elijah ate the cake that was made, baked on the hot stones.
喝了一瓶水,
and he drank a jar of water.
咔嚓有力量,
and he had some strength.
我们温哥华今天不缺食物,
today in Vancouver, we do not lack food.
灵性上我们饿了多久?
But how long have we been starving spiritually? Especially those who do holy work.
很忙教会工的人,
those who are busy with the work of the church.
有时候灵性是很饥饿的,
sometimes, and spiritually, they're starving.
很难得可以坐下来听道理,
and it's a rare opportunity for them to sit down to listen.
未来一个礼拜要举行 NATS.
So this coming week, we are conducting the Canadian Adults Theological
Seminar. 所有的圣工人员, 只要你被安排圣工, 应该要来参加,
and all holy workers must come to attend the seminar.
要来进修,
you must come to improve yourself.
有心想要以后做圣工的人, 也要来参加,
and for those who would like to do holy work in the future must also attend.
想要学习神话语的弟兄姐妹, 也要来参加,
for those who want to learn the words of God must also attend.
这个就是吃炭火烧的饼,
this, by doing so, you are eating the cake baked on a hot stone.
然后喝了天使或者神的使者所准备的水,
and you will be drinking the water prepared by the messenger of God.
然后神就再鼓励他,
and the Lord encouraged him again.
第七节,
7.
神的使者第二次来拍他说, 起来吧, 因你当走的路甚远。
And the angel of the Lord came again a second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, else the journey will be too great for you.
我觉得神真的很会安慰人，很会鼓励人。
And I believe that God is very good at encouraging.
以利亚已经求死了, 不想再走下去了。
Elijah had already asked for death and he doesn't want to travel anymore.
神没有说好吧，你去死吧。
God did not say, you want to die? Go and die.
也没有骂他说，你求这个干什么？
Nor did God rebuke him saying, why did you ask for death?
他没有直接回应他的要求。
God did not respond to Elijah directly.
他第二次来拍一拍他,
the angel came a second time and touched him.
我想这个拍一拍应该是很温和的，很温柔的拍一拍。
And I believe that this is a gentle pat.
他不是很大力的打下去。
And the angel did not strike him.
拍一拍啊,
rather, a soft touch.
起来了,
come, get up.
吃吧,
eat.
当走的路甚远,
the journey will be too great for you.
不用多讲,
there's nothing more to say.
你不解释之前那些问题,
there, and God did not resolve his problems.
你也不用跟我解释你为什么那么软弱,
and there's no need for Elijah to explain why he's so weak.
神很了解, 本来人就是软弱,
God understands because humans are weak.
你要求死就让你求嘛, 没关系啊,
if you want to pray for death, go ahead.
讲完了吗,
but are you done?
啊, 念完了,
so have you finished, have you finished complaining?
东西也吃过了,
have you eaten?
好了, 不要再躺了, 起来了,
lay down no more, get up.
还有很久的路要走,
there's still a long journey waiting for you.
不要停在这边,
do not stop here.
神就是这样给人这个力量,
this is how God gives us strength.
有时候我们的信仰哦, 有一个瓶颈, 有时候到一个点, 真的很软弱,
sometimes our faith has reached a bottleneck when we become so weak.
去教会提不起劲,
when we go to church, we feel restless.
看到人又不顺眼,
and we see people we don't like them.
对于信仰啊, 好像失去一个热情,
it seems that we have lost all zeal.
可能遇到很多的打击啊,
perhaps we have been too much impacted.
可能遇到耶洗别,
perhaps we have met the Jezebels.
可能遇到反叛的以色列人,
or perhaps we have met the rebellious Israelites.
不想做了,
I don't want to do this anymore.
不想信下去了,
I don't want to believe in God anymore.
这个时候要求力量,
at this time you should be praying for strength.
又休息,
rest.
在神里面休息,
rest in God.
是神给的饼,
eat the bread prepared by God.
喝神给的水,
drink the water prepared by God.
最关键的就是那句话,
but the most important point is the word.
吃吧,
eat.
起来吧,
arise.
当走的路深远,
the journey is long ahead of you.
所以我们不要给我们的躺下去停下来太久,
so do not allow ourselves to rest too long.
可以停一下, 可以躺一下,
you can rest, you can sleep for a little while.
但是你还要再起来,
but you must get up.
因为神要给我们力量,
because God is giving you strength.
第八节啊,
verse 8.
他就起来了, 吃了喝了, 仗着这饮食的力量, 走了40昼夜, 到了神的山, 就是何烈山啊。
And he rose and ate and drank and went in the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the mount of God.
因为他吃了喝了, 休息了,
because he ate and drank and rested,
还有有神跟他讲这句话,
and God spoke these words to him,
他一直可以走到神的山,
he was able to walk all the way to the mount of God.
弟兄姐妹, 只要我们今天, 有神来的饼,
brothers and sisters, if you have the cake from God today,
有圣灵的力量,
you have the strength of the Holy Spirit,
如果我们知道神给我们的鼓励,
if you know the encouragement that God is giving you,
我们一定可以把天国的道路走完,
we will be able to finish this journey to heaven.
第三点,
third point,
我们要在我们方向错误的时候归向神,
that we must readjust our direction if we have lost our direction.
这样我们才会得到力量。
Then you shall gain your strength.
我们看以赛亚书的三十章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 30.
以赛亚书的三十章。
Isaiah chapter 30.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
以赛亚书第三十章的十五节。
Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15.
这一节圣经很有名，大家可以画下来。
It's a very famous Bible verse. You can highlight it.
十五节，主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救，在乎归回安息；你们得力，在乎平静安稳；你们静之不肯。
For thus said the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel: In returning and rest you shall be saved; in quietness and in trust shall be your strength, and you would not.
神把整个民族所有的问题用一句话来点出来。
God has summarized the problem with the Israelites.
以色列百姓的问题是什么问题？
What is the problem with the people of Israel?
以色列百姓的问题是属灵的问题。
The problem with the people of Israel is a spiritual one.
他们自从离开埃及进到迦南之后，问题就开始了。
And since they have left Egypt and entered into the land of Canaan, there lies the beginning of the problem.
他们进到一个非常丰富的地方。
They have entered into the land of bountiful.
里面什么都有。
In it has everything.
信仰一直一直的倒退。
Yet their faith has deteriorated.
他们的心开始归向偶像。
Their heart turned to idols.
他们的心开始归向世界。
Their hearts turned to the world.
他们的心归向埃及，归向其他的国家来拯救他们。
Their hearts turned to Egypt and to other nations to save them.
但是他们的心却没有归向神。
Yet their hearts did not return to God.
所以方向走错。没有，心中没有平静。
So they have been traveling in the wrong direction. That is why they have no peace.
心里没有平静，不可能有力量。
If there is no peace in your heart, how can you have strength?
我们最近想想，我们最近的心呢，是不是很烦躁
？And think about it. Are you recently being troubled?
很小的事情啊，会让我们发火。
That every little thing that troubled you, you get mad.
啊，家里的人啊，没有怎样，小孩子没有怎样，突然间你就很生气了。
Nobody has bothered you, yet you feel angry.
啊，先生或者太太之间啊，常常为了小的事情啊，就口角。
And even the, spouses argue with each other over little things.
工作了很忙，但是心里不平静。
You are busy with your work, but you don't find peace.
就算来到教会聚会啊，心里也静不下来。
Even if you come to church for service, you still don't find a peace in you.
很烦躁。
You just feel bothered and frustrated.
如果是这样的话
，If that is your case,
很可能我们整个的方向，我们人生的方向。
It is very possible that the direction of your life is wrong.
这里说我们得救在乎归回安息。
Here says that in returning and rest, you shall be saved.
什么叫得救？
What does it mean to be saved?
这是从现在这个困难，或是现在那个很不顺的环境当中要被拯救出来。
That is the problem you're facing right now, or the environment that you find yourself in. You shall be saved from them.
我们有时候很需要神来拯救我们。
Sometimes we need God to save us.
但是不能靠自己。
But you cannot rely on yourself.
然后这里说。得力在乎平静安稳。
And then it says, in quietness and in trust shall be your strength.
这个时候要安静下来。
At this time, you need to quiet down.
我们知道现在这个时代啊，很难安静下来。
We know that at this particular point of time in this world, it's difficult for us to quiet down.
有太多媒体的东西。
The mass media is all around us.
现在啊，我们去到别的地方啊，弟兄姐妹到了一个教会啊。参加活动。
If you would go to a church and to attend the activities there.
第一个在问了，哎，这里的网络是什么密码
？The first thing you ask is what is the password to your Wi-Fi.
连我们传道人也是一样，去一个地方不是问啊，弟兄姐妹啊，或者我们都会问，哎，这个 Wi-Fi 是什么
？Even for us preachers, it's the same. When we go to another church, the first thing we ask is what's the password to your Wi-Fi.
因为电脑啊。变成我们上网，变成生活一个非常重要的一部分。
Using our computers and going onto the internet has become an important part of our life.
那报纸上面要写啊，现在有一些加拿大人平均，他们用四种不同的东西上网。
And there has been statistics, a report that said, in Canada, there are an average person uses about four different medias to go onto the internet.
电脑。
Computer.
电视。
Television.
手机。
Telephones.
还有。Tablet, 平面电脑
and tablets.
四种东西都可以上网
Four different equipment for you to be connected to the internet.
整天都在上网
So every day you'll be on the internet.
一天七八个小时都在上网
You will spend about 7 to 8 hours per day going on the internet.
这个只是其中一个部分
This is just a part of the problem.
当一个人的心呢，常常会被世界的东西来吸引住的时候
When a person's heart is constantly aroused by the things of this world.
安静不下来。
You will not be able to calm yourself down.
如果你来了教会聚会
，If you come to church for service,
手机好了，换震动好了啊，不能响嘛，震动一下这样的。
You don't turn off your phone, but you rather you put it in vibration mode.
一震动了要跑出去了。
So when your phone starts to vibrate, you will go out to answer the call.
然后去讲完了，要进来不晓得听了15分钟之后又震动了要出去了。
And when you finish your phone call, you will come in, but 15 minutes later, your phone starts to vibrate.
整堂神的道理啊，你听不到两句话。
So during the entire service, you don't even listen to more than two sentences.
这个只是一个例子而已。
This is only an extreme example.
你心静不起来。
If your heart cannot be quiet.
祷告。不能深入。
That you will not be able to be deep in your prayer.
心静不起来。
If your heart cannot calm down.
打开圣经读，不会有感觉，不会有 feeling.
When you open up the Bible to read, you won't feel anything.
我们今天就是生活太忙。
Today we live a busy life.
我们的方向有时候没有弄对。
And that is why sometimes we have lost our direction.
一直在忙，一直在冲啊。
We are so busy, we are striving ahead.
所以说以色列百姓一直在不同的方向要找答案。
And that is why the people of Israel are looking for answers in all directions.
但是他们没有忘记，没有记得。
But they forgot.
应该要回到神的身上。
They should have returned to God.
要平静安稳才有力量。
They should be quiet and trust God.
所以我们办这种 NATS 的活动，我们要求学员心要静下来。
So when we conduct these seminars, we request our students to quiet down.
来到神的家。心静下来。
When you come to a house of God, you should quiet down.
我们才有办法真正的跟神亲近。
And then you can draw close to God.
我们来看出埃及记的14章。
Let's turn to the book of Exodus, chapter 14.
出埃及记第十四章。
Exodus chapter 14.
第14节。
Verse 14.
这个时候是以色列百姓在红海的当过要面对红海的时候。
At this time, the people of Israel are going to cross the Red Sea.
后面有埃及的追兵。
Behind them were the armies of Egypt.
前面有红海。
And what lies before them was the Red Sea.
这个时候很危险。
They were at a critical point.
很多人在埋怨。
A lot of people were murmuring against God.
但是摩西告诉他们一句话。
But Moses said to them.
我们看14章24节。
Let's read chapter 14, verse 14.
耶和华必为你们征战，你们只管静默，不要作声。
The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be still.
很奇妙，有时候我们需要动的时候，神叫我们不要动。
Sometimes when we think that we should be in action, our God tells us to calm down.
我们以为哇，凭自己的力量要解决问题。
We thought that we should be solving our problems by our own wits.
甚至我们要自己征战。
Or perhaps we want to go out and fight for ourselves.
但是神告诉我们。
But God said to us.
你这个时候先安静。
You should be still.
不要讲话。
Say nothing.
有时候想想很有意思。
And sometimes when you think about it, it's quite true.
你越要为自己征战，
the more you want to fight for yourself,
神就不帮你征战，
the less God will fight for you.
你自己征战，你自己越来越麻烦。
Because if you were to fight for yourself, you'll be in more trouble.
你安静下来，
if you were to be still,
遇到很大的困难，
whatever problem that you face,
很大的委屈，
whatever bitterness that
很多问题，
you face, or whatever problems you have,
神叫你安静下来，
the Lord asks you to be still.
不要讲话，
say nothing.
神要帮你征战。
Because the Lord will fight for you.
这个就是里面的力量啊。
This is the strength that is in your heart.
我们看小朋友，他静不下来。
If you look at the little children, they can't calm down.
小朋友静下来，大概儿童班只能够5分钟或者10分钟。
But the children to quiet down, it could only last about 5 minutes.
你叫他不动，很困难。
If you ask them to be still, it's very difficult.
不讲话更困难。
If you ask them not to talk, it's even worse.
因为他里面没有这个力量。
Because there is no strength in them.
没有办法安静下来。
They can't.Quiet down.
但是圣经已经告诉我们了。
But the Bible says,
得力在乎平静安稳。
That in quietness and in trust you shall gain strength.
无论遇到什么的事情。
Whatever happened to you.
我们交托给神。
We hand everything over to God.
让神替我们征战。
Let God fight for us.
让神替我们解决。
Let God resolve our problems.
让神替我们伸冤。
Let God speak for us.
不用讲话，不用作声。
You don't have to say anything. You don't have to do anything.
结果红海就打开了。
And at the end, the Red Sea parted.
最后再看回来以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn back to Ephesians chapter 3.
第三章的第16节。
Chapter 3, verse 16.
怎么样才可以得到这个里面的力量？
So how do we gain the strength in our inner man?
以弗所书第三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
以弗所书第三章十六节。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
That according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man.
这句话很重要。
This is an important sentence.
借着神的灵，就可以叫我们心里的力量刚强起来啊。
That with through His Spirit, He can strengthen us.
灵才有办法使灵刚强起来。
Only Spirit can strengthen a spirit.
人的灵没有办法使人的灵刚强起来。
Human spirit cannot strengthen another man's spirit.
你很软弱。
For example, you're weak.
你不要期待另外一个人的鼓励可以让你有大大的转变。
Do not anticipate the encouragement of another will change you.
因为我们的人的灵都是软弱的。
Because all of our spirits are weak.
你有的问题可能我也有。
Whatever problems you're facing, I have the same too.
你解决不了的，我也解决不了。
Whatever problems you cannot resolve, I probably can't resolve as well.
我们只能够彼此鼓励。
We can only encourage one another.
不如我们一起去靠神。
Why don't we all together rely on God?
有一次去访问当中。
Once during my visitation,
一位姐妹跟我们分享。
A sister shared with us.
她家里很多问题啊。
There are many problems in our household.
有什么问题呢？
What were they?
丈夫没有信仰。
A husband has no faith.
对夫妻感情也不好。
Both she and her husband do not love each other.
姐妹自己身体也不好。
And her sister herself was not feeling well.
两个孩子学业也不顺利。
And her two children do not do well at school.
孩子信仰也不怎么好。
And the children do not have very good faith.
全家就好像很多这个机器的零件都已经 fall apart， 已经好像东一块西一块。
The household is likened to an equipment with parts falling apart.
没有一样是对的。
Nothing is right.
姐妹常常说我很软弱，很软弱。
The sister always says I'm weak.
传道，你帮我祷告。
A preacher, please pray for me.
好好，我们会帮你祷告。
And I said to her, yes, we'll pray for you.
你自己有没有祷告？
But have you prayed?
她说，哎呀，我自己啊，很累啊，下班回来就很累啊。
And she said, I'm tired after work.
那你很累，你做什么？
And I said, if you're tired, what do you do?
回来我一定要看电视。
And she said, I come home, I must watch TV.
我说你看什么？
I asked her, what do you watch?
那种 DVD 啊，里面那种大陆的连续剧啊，五六十个。一片里面有五六十集，那个很好看。
And she said, I watch DVD, Chinese dramas. One disc contains about 50 to 60 episodes.
我一看我就放松啊。
And when I watch these TV shows, I feel relaxed.
好像就进到另外一个世界，就忘记自己的烦恼这样。
And as if she has entered into a different world and she could forget her problems.
我说你有没有祷告？
And I asked her, Do you pray?
祷告不下去啊。
And she said, I couldn't pray.
很难集中精神。
I can't focus.
几分钟就很累啊。
And after a few minutes, I feel tired.
哎呀，我说难怪你那么多问题。
And I said to her, No wonder you have so many problems.
哎呀，你有问题要靠神。
You have problems, you must rely on God.
别人帮你祷告，只是很小的部分而已。
Others praying for you will only contribute a small portion.
你困难那么多。
You have so many problems.
更要多祷告。
You should pray for long.
你试试看，逼自己至少十五分钟啊。
Try and force yourself to pray for at least 15 minutes.
你把所有那些难题跟神讲一次都已经15分钟了。
And tell your God all your problems, it will probably last 15 minutes.
你在神面前把你的苦讲一讲就已经15分钟了。
And tell God how bitter you are, and that will take 15 minutes.
不是说不可以看电视。
I'm not saying that you can't watch television.
还是要先祷告你才去看电视。
But you must pray first before you watch TV.
其实我们发觉啊，弟兄姐妹要用感觉啊。
And sometimes, brothers and sisters, you should feel.
当你进入很属灵的、跟神很亲近的时候
，When you feel that you are very close to God,
你会对世界的兴趣越来越少。
You will have lesser and lesser interest in the world.
不是说基督徒不可以看那些 电视啊节目。
It's not saying that Christians cannot watch TV shows.
到最后啊，你会对那些欲望很少，觉得说没有什么意思，都是讲那些。
But when you are closer to God, you will feel that these desires have no more interest in you. You have no interest in these desires.
那个姐妹一听啊，
when the sister heard this,
她说好，那我既然这样子，我就开始要这样做。
And she said, "All right, I will do so."
结果她祷告之后，
so after her prayers,
她儿子有改变。
Her son changed.
她开始儿子开始比较回来教会。
Her son began coming back to church.
所以这里告诉我们，
so this tells us,
只有借着神的灵，才能够叫我们心里的力量。刚强起来。
Only through the Spirit of God that we can strengthen our inner man.
我们未来一个礼拜有 NATS.
In the coming week, we have a seminar.
不单止我们可以学习神的话。
Not only can we learn the words from God.
其实更是一个非常好，我们可以专心祷告的时候。
It's even a good opportunity for us to concentrate on our prayers.
很多弟兄姐妹分享。
A lot of brothers and sisters have shared with us.
他们参加 NATS 最快乐的。
When they attend these theological seminars, they're most happy.
不是听课。
the most happy. They're most not happy about listening to the sermons.
听完课很快就忘记了，听了什么都忘记了。
And of course, after you listen to sermons, you tend to forget.
但是考试之前不要忘记就好了。
But as long as you do not forget them before your exam.
通常考完都忘记了。
But very often you forget everything after your exam.
但是呢，那么属灵的经历，祷告的时候被圣灵充满那种感觉，没有办法忘记。
But the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit, that is unforgettable.
被圣灵充满之后。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit,
神会给你心里的力量。
God will give you strength in your inner man.
当你心里有力量的时候,
when you have strength in your heart,
你看同一个问题, 态度会不一样。
When you see the same problem, you will see it in a different angle.
别人同样一句, 误会你的话, 当你有力量的时候, 你说, 哎呀, 这个没什么啊。
When somebody has mistaken you, when you are filled with the strength from God, you will not see it as a mistake anymore.
这个小事情嘛, 有什么大不了。
You don't see it as anything big because
it's
something small.
同样遇到困难的时候,
and when you face with a problem,
你会说, 哎, 神会帮助我, 不用怕。
You will say that God will help me. There's nothing to fear.
有力量跟没力量的不一样。
This is the difference between having strength and having no strength.
未来一个礼拜我们要争取时间亲近神。
And therefore, for the coming week, let us find time to come close to God.
愿神的灵帮助我们。
May the Spirit of God help us.
让我们心里的力量可以刚强起来。
So that we can be strengthened in our inner man.
我们唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
351首。
Hymn number 351.